Call me now. Call me.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad.
It's 11:46.
Other things just make you swear and curse.
We could use this today.
When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best.
Sing at home. Or in your cars.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light.
On Fridays, we've been doing this for 20 years now. We say, give us a call.
If life seems jolly rotten,
tell us something good in your world. And sometimes it seems hard to get calls, and other times it doesn't seem to be hard at all to get calls. I like to think that the tougher the times are, the more we need the bright side and the more calls we're going to get. This is your chance to join us.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Have many phone lines here, and two of them are open. 312-981-7200 is also how to join us. You can just text in. Lauren, you're going to read those, right?
Yep, I already got a few lined up.
Okay, and I got more than 10 calls here, but why don't you start? Give me a couple.
Okay. 312 says that they're smiling because Major League Soccer and the Chicago Fire are returning to play. Go Fire, also very exciting, I would agree. 847 says their bright side is that their son Randy turns 30 tomorrow. And 815, I hope this is a bright side. All they said was sewing supplies arrived, got white thread, still no elastic.
Hopefully that wasn't a surgeon.
Yeah.
We've been waiting for weeks. I'll tell you what, this is surprising to me, but the Blackhawks may only play three more games this year. I am so happy. And it's not even going to happen until, what, August or July? But I'm really excited about the return of the National Hockey League. I will watch the games. I will watch the Blackhawk games for sure. And if there's only three or four or five, I'll take them. But what if they win their first best of five? What if they win the Stanley Cup this year?
I'm thinking they will.
I'll tell you what. Given how their season was going, this is the best case scenario for them winning it. Okay, let's just make it a little tournament, and if you win the tournament, you win it all.
So this pandemic will be for the Blackhawks what the ninth inning rain delay was for the Cubs in Game 7.
Right, right. Not to make fun of the pandemic, but if you get a reset and said, okay, just go out there and just pow through, maybe the Blackhawks will pow through and win the Cup! Sandy, you go first. You're on WGN Radio. What's your bright side, Sandy?
Hi, my granddaughter Katie got her master's degree in business administration, so she's got an MBA. Woohoo!
Always look on the long.
Hey, Tim, you're on WGN. What's your bright side, Tim?
Hey, first of all, life, but my daughter passed her boards en route to becoming a doctor of oncology.
Wow.
Or genetics. So that is a bright side.
Wow. Is she the smartest person in your family?
Oh, by far. She does not get it from me.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Peter, you're on WGN. Why are you smiling, Pete?
Well, we got our second great-grandson was born on May the 6th. Luca James Schultz and their twin grand aunt or aunts just graduated from U of I.
That boy, Pete, go get that other phone. Thanks for the call. Lauren Lapka, what are you reading?
Got a few baby announcements. 815 says their first grandson, second grandchild, was born on Saturday. He's beautiful. And 815, a separate 815 says their wife is 7 months pregnant. In 2 months, they'll be a first-time dad. Congratulations!
I think this is a really interesting time to bring a child into the world. You're all going to remember 2020 for so many reasons. You have trepidation whenever you do. 2020 is kind of a tough year, right? So I know that there's a lot of anxiety and joy at the same time, but I'm rooting for those kids and those families. Congratulations to y'all.
When you're feeling in the dumps.
How about Paul? You're on WGN. Paul, why are you smiling today? You're on the air.
Well, John, my wife is retiring from her job as a secretary at wonderful Hale School in Schaumburg.
Ah, how many years was she there?
You know, I think a total of, she combined it when she was a sub and she was a one-on-one aide. Our kids went through there. So actually, she's been in and out of there for about 25 years.
Wow. Congratulations to you both. Have a great retirement, Paul.
It's my wife.
Well, yeah, but
I'm retired already.
Well, there you go. Enjoy, Paul.
Right, thanks, Jen.
Hey, Elaine, why are you smiling? You're on the air.
We're going to have Chicago Blackhawks hockey, and unfortunately, my unemployed son-in-law is still able to do all of our landscaping and lawn mowing.
So
we're celebrating.
Lauren Lapka, what are people texting in?
Well, I got to give a shout out to these two lovebirds. 262 says their bright side. They texted their husband and asked him what his bright side was this morning. And he said that he loves her and
nice.
That he's pretty sure that she loves him.
Well played,
and
sir.
Her bright side is that she does.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, that's very nice. That's very good.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Hey, Christine, you're on WGN Radio. What's the good news at your house, Christine?
Yesterday, my mom turned 85 years old. She's the matriarch of our family. I surprised her with the parade. All our cousins and families and neighbors and friends came by. Oh, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. My mom's yelling at me, "You're on the radio!"
Enjoy it. It's your last chance at air.
Hey, Rose, why are you smiling today, Rose? We've got to get your call on the air.
Haircut what's today after 10 weeks, and I look like 10 years younger.
You got your hair cut. So, how long were you in the chair?
Oh, gosh. 35 minutes.
Ah, so you just got the cut. You didn't get the color and all of that fancy stuff.
Oh, no. Just a cut and blow.
You look good. You look great, Rose.
Thank you, John.
There's something you forgot.
Lauren Lapka, what are you reading?
A47 says it is their 70th birthday, and their daughter-in-law is at the hospital currently having their second grandson.
Yeah.
What a day.
Congrats to all of those folks.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Lou Manfredini, you're on WGN. What's your bright side?
You know, my bright side, John, is on June 9th, I'm going to be celebrating, God willing, my 30th wedding anniversary to the greatest woman in the world, Mary Beth.
Yeah, she's an amazing woman for many reasons, Lou.
It's an amazing thing. So to my lovely wife, I love you and happy anniversary. We're not there yet, but we're getting close.
Hey, Lou, while I've got you on the line, we've got some leaves on our trees on the ivy.
Goodbye.
And we've got a fire on your mind. I really do have that question for Lou. I'm going to go by his hardware store and pick up some fungicide. Hey, Steve Bertrand, what's your bright side?
Today is my lovely wife's birthday,
Holy
Sherry.
Holy cow.
Happy birthday.
Oh, wow. How old is she?
30 years old.
If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you forgot.
Steve Bertrand's been working here this week for 35 years. I did not read but a fraction of the congratulatory messages we got to Steve. Folks love them some Steve Bertrand.
That was very nice. Thank
congratulations.
You.
Lauren Lapka, we're getting close here. You got a couple more?
Sunday's a big day for a few people. 847 says their daughter is marrying their soulmate Sunday. And 815 says they're getting their eyebrows waxed on Sunday.
Hey, Terry, why are you smiling? You're on WGN Radio.
Hey, John, just want to let you know we adopted our daughter from Ukraine when she was 11. The kid didn't know a word of English. Well, she just graduated high school with honors, and she's going to go to Valpo in the fall, going for nursing.
That's nice. She won't be far away, but she'll be away, and y'all need a little distance, but she's still going to be very close. I love that idea.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks, John.
Well done, Terry. Thank you for, all that you've done for her. Elif, how much more time we got left? 2 minutes. Okay, time for a couple more calls and a couple more texts. Are you enjoying The Bright Side? We do this every Friday about this time. You call 312-981-7200. Hey, Cheryl, you're on WGN. What's the good news, Cheryl?
Today, I finished the last day of teaching of my 28th year.
Wow.
And the best part is I don't have to look at Zoom meetings for a while.
No more Zoom meetings for Cheryl. Lauren Lapka, talk to me.
Got another Sunday one for you. 630 says that their wife and them are celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary Sunday. And another birthday for today. So 815 says it's their 55th birthday. They're also retiring in 7 weeks. Woo.
Ron, you're on WGN. Why are you smiling, Ron?
Well, I'm smiling because after 10 weeks, I finally got my first unemployment check.
Oh, man, I'm so glad. Ron, you hang in there, my friend.
All right. Thanks, John.
Hey, Laura, you're on WGN. Why are you smiling? You're on the air.
Hi there. It was my daughter's 32nd birthday on Sunday. I gave her a little money, and she just told me that she put it to good use. She donated it to My Block, My Hood, My City.
Yeah, that's a good organization. You raised that kid right.
Thank you.
Bye now. Lafka, what have you got?
Another birthday today. A47's daughter's birthday is today. And guess what? Coming home tomorrow after working for a year in Dubai.
Oh, wow. Those scenes at the airport are really something. Always look on the bright side. We do this on Fridays. I'm sorry, Elif. I'm not sure what my out time is. 20 seconds from now. We do this on Fridays.